Here we go. So I wanted to get to my hero. I told you at the start of the show, this is going to be a controversial one. I already explained my disclaimer, my normal disclaimer, and my extra disclaimer that if you would like to consider this hero a zero, well, this segment is called Heroes and Zeros. I haven't done any zeros yet, but I will. So if you want, if you in your own mind just have to accept this guy as a zero and not a hero, then fine. So who is my hero this time? I get all of my stories, or I've gotten all the prior stories from a book called 20th Century Heroes. The writer of this particular essay is Robert W. Lee. I imagine Mr. Lee's going to have to change his name with all this anti-Confederate stuff going on. You can't be called Robert Lee very much anymore in America. So, Mr. Lee, I hope you're still alive. No one's offed you because your name is Robert Lee. But Robert Lee wrote this story, and he titled it Persecuted Paladin. By the way, if you don't, a paladin is a knight, is a defender of the good. So Persecuted Paladin, and here's the subtitle, Despised and Defamed by the Establishment, Senator Joseph McCarthy has been vindicated as a true champion of freedom. So my hero this time is the late Senator Joseph McCarthy. If you'd like, again, don't start sending me hate mail if you think McCarthy, if you believe McCarthyism and you hate him. He was evil. He named names. He's a bad guy. If you believe all that stuff, and you're welcome to, I'm not telling you not to, then just consider him a zero and still maybe learn and be edified by the story. Here's Mrs. Robert Lee's description of the persecuted paladin. It has been said that a man's character may be judged as much by the enemies he earns as by the friends he makes. By that standard, the late Senator Joseph McCarthy was indeed of noble character. He had the right enemies. Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary defines McCarthyism as, quote, a mid-20th century political attitude characterized chiefly by opposition to elements held to be subversive and by the use of tactics involving personal attacks on individuals by means of widely publicized indiscriminate allegations, especially on the basis of unsubstantiated charges, close quote. That's how McCarthyism is defined. That wrong-headed wordsmithing appears in the dictionary's 10th edition, published in 1996, at the very time when documents from files of the Soviet Union and declassified data from our own government were substantiating the Wisconsin senator's warnings about communist infiltration of our government. In March 1996, Washington Post columnist Edwin Yoder complained that the task of explaining, quote, McCarthyism, close quote, to young Americans was being complicated by the, quote, post-Cold War materials now spilling from U.S. and Soviet archives, close quote, which, quote, show that the Soviet Union had a surprising number of spies in the United States atomic bomb program and elsewhere during and after World War II, close quote. Notice, Mr. Yoder's complaining that McCarthyism is basically being exposed as a fraud, and he doesn't like that because he doesn't want to deal in truth like we do here at the Veritas Radio Network. He'd rather deal in defamation of character. That's a much better idea, right? You know, one of the things that I always thought perplexing about McCarthy, the quote-unquote McCarthyism, his supposed real evil was that he named names. Now, let me ask you something. If there's a problem going on and it involves officials in the government or in anything, in business or schooling or education, whatever, medicine, and you don't name the culprit, do you really think you can solve the problem? Like if you just speak in these generalities and vague, you know, vaguenesses, you start saying stuff like, oh, there's an issue that we have to deal with in the government. Okay. Right. What is it? How do we deal with it? Who's doing it? How do we stop them? So I always found it strange that McCarthy was vilified mostly because he named names, but I don't know how else you can fix an espionage problem unless you name the spy. Well, of course, most people say, well, he didn't have any spies. He made that up. Well, let's find out.